Hello, Alaska. This is Pat Race.
And this is Matt Buxton.
And this is a podcast about Alaska.
All right, Pat. So I want to talk to you about a nerdy science thing that has come across my radar. Mm-hmm. And this is the sort of burgeoning science of CBD to THC conversions. So I used to work for the Alaska Cannabis Magazine. It was sort of a monthly magazine covering the Alaska marijuana industry. So I was writing 2 to 3 articles per month. So I follow the magazine closed down, but I still follow things here and there. And the latest sort of fad is that people have figured out a way to basically turn CBD into THC, and they can do it in a way that makes it really, really cheap. So what basically the whole issue that we're having in Alaska right now.
Is this a thing you can do at home? Is that what you're talking about? Like kind I can of. Buy a bunch of CBD oil and then turn it into
stuff? And if you look it up online, there's like actual processes of like using like hydrochloric acid and heat and pressure and stuff, and it just converts.
This is like
it
a
THC.
Water to wine scenario.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what's happening in Alaska, though, is that all of Alaska's weed is pretty expensive. And so it's all supposed to be this contained system. And so what people are doing, though, is they're just taking some CBD from Lower 48, adding it to their stuff. And they're basically saying, hey, look, the rules don't technically say anything against this. But so what you get is, you know, where – so, like, let's take a vape cartridge, for example. They're about – $60 or so for a gram in Alaska is about the going rate. These will come in for about $30 a gram on the going rate, and they're not like all that legal. So that's kind of the fun thing.
They're not that illegal?
They're not very well. So that's the thing, right? So where there's
okay,
there's
hold on, whole, hold on. So I don't.
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting kind of. There's like so many pieces. I'm trying to hurry through it.
But yeah, I know. But I haven't reported on weed, and I'm not a big weed guy. So what I need to understand here is, you're saying that they're circumventing the growing process? There's sort of like this requirement of like growing your marijuana in Alaska, but now what they're doing is they're growing it outside, turning it into CBD, they're bringing it into state, and they're turning that CBD into THC that then they're like throwing into gummies and vapes and whatnot. And is that okay? So essentially, they've turned it into like sort of a chemical pipeline instead of a agricultural product.
Yeah, and so, and I think the thing too is that I'm sure you're pretty concerned about this.
Concerned.
Is the weed that you're vaping in Alaska actually Alaska grown? Is that sort of the really core issue here? Because I think that there's sort of this argument that the legislation was set up in a way for marijuana, recreational marijuana in Alaska, basically being like a seed to sale system where everything from seed to growing to processing to whatever is all sort of within the Alaska system. And so what happens here is that there's sort of a gate when you're growing your marijuana and you cut it and then you're going to start to turn it anything else. It gets taxed right there at the where it's sort of being done, being grown.
Yeah.
And so what you can do is you come in afterwards and you say, well, I got all this THC additive or all CBD additive. Let me throw that into on top of it. So what happens and it was sort of this funny process by which it sort of came out. But what they do is they basically take like 1 gram of Alaska grown concentrate and then like a kilogram, so 1 to 1,000 of CBD, and then they throw it through the system and it comes out the other end as, you know, mostly THC. And
I mean, this is like if I was making like Alaska grown anything, like if I was making Alaska potato chips and 1 potato in 1,000 was grown in Alaska. Is that
That's pretty much. Yeah. If you were buying like potato starch from the Lower 48 and then reconstituting it into potato chips in Alaska.
Wow.
And so the reason we know any of this really well, so you can like find like shake and bake recipes to do this online. There are people who are like I don't know how much I really put stock into this, but people are been telling the control board about how their kids have gone online or someone's kids have gone online and has been able to figure out how to do this.
Yeah,
you know, those are stories that are coming from people who have like an interest in the sort of status quo of industry. So
sure.
I take it with a grain of salt of whether someone's kids are actually doing this process. But you did have at several marijuana control board hearings, people basically standing up and going, hey guys, I figured out this cool new process. You just got to do X, Y, and Z. And it's no one told us we can't do it. And it's technically outlined in this product endorsement we got from you guys. So for a while, at least, when you if you're seeing like really cheap marijuana concentrates at your legal stores, there's a chance that it might be out of state CBD converted into it, because they'd also don't have to say.
I feel
so
like you
could
got
buy
to
these
the,
products and you're not saying they wouldn't. Yeah. They're not labeled that way either.
I feel like you got to the root of like why policy is important right there. Like no one told us we can't do it, right? That's like the driving force. Aside from sort of regulatory capture and businesses trying to advocate for things that will make them money, no one told us we can't do it is one of the main drivers of policy.
And so this is kind of like an offshoot of another issue that's been going on. So if you've ever been like traveling, especially, you'll see in a lot of other areas like this, like Delta 9 THC or legal weed in states that like don't have legal weed, which is but it's basically what under the federal farm bill, there's a loophole that says your hemp products are allowed to have a certain amount of THC, which when you have like a big block of hemp, would be way too much hemp to like smoke, right? Mm-hmm. And you would never be able to get high on the levels that are allowable under that. But what they've done is that those rules for percentage rules like play out over any product. So what happens is that they take your hemp derived THC and then you can put it into a cookie or you put it into a gummy. And it sort of matches, it still falls within that rule. So what happens is there's sort of been this like pseudo legal THC intoxicating marijuana product that's available all throughout the country. You could buy it online right now. And that actually got caught up in the legislation to reopen the federal government in
You
December,
clearly
November.
Know too much about weed to do a mini episode. We're done. I'm cutting you off.
So anyways, that's all to say that the legislation to reopen the government didn't fix healthcare insurance subsidies, but it did ban this whole process starting in a year. So I got to talk about it now because it's all going to be outlawed in a year. So.
All right, done.